on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, right? We are on, where exactly are we?
Six lines from the bottom, Parsha Pesucha.
Fine. Parsha Pesucha, Lo Yaseh Stuma, today's Kuf Dalet, we're on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Parsha Stuma, Lo Yaseh, Parsha Pesucha, Lo Yaseh Stuma. If it's a Pesucha, don't make it a Stuma. If it's open, don't make it closed. Complicated what that even means. Stuma lo yaseh psucha. The other way around also. Kasva kshira. Osha kasav. Kasva kshira. If you wrote it right. I'm sorry. Kasva kshira. Osha kasav es hashira kiyotzebo. If you wrote it like the shira, which is like blocks. Like bricks. Or you wrote the shira like you wrote the shira like regular. Or the regular like shira. Osha kasav below shalob b'dyo without ink. Oh, Shekasav says Karyas Bizav, or you wrote Hashem's names with gold. Hari Elu Yiganzu. All that has to be buried. What do you see from here? That if you make the mem wrong, it's no good. That's what the whole point of this was. If you make the mem wrong, it's no good. Right? Rav Chista said it's kosher. Rav Chista said it's kosher. How could Rav Chista say that? That's the Gemara's question. So, who? Yeah.
He doesn't say Mem is a self-defeating problem. He says Mem is a son.
No, but if you're writing Shimon, so you write a Shin Mem, the Mishnah Nechayev.
So, the previous Gemara had said that a Mem's office, it doesn't matter. But this is just that if you write Mem is a son.
No, so the Gemara, the Mishnah said if you write Shimon and you write a Shin Mem, you're Chayev. Your shin mem has to have a mem sofit. So Chista doesn't have to have it. Doesn't have to. That's what Chista said.
Right.
But your Bryce is not like that.
Well, what does it say you can't have a mem sofit?
We said it already yesterday.
It says mem as a summer.
What?
It says you can't have a mem like a summer.
Uksavtem. Sheksiva tama. It's got to be the correct one. Okay, so 1 second. So who the Amar ki haitana? Rav Chista holds it the following Tana, Ditanya, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Nemar Bisheni Vinizkehem. It says on the second day of Sukkot, Vinizkehem, Bashishi Unisacheha, and Bishvii Kimishpatom, Hare Mem Yud Mem. The Mishpatom, the extra mem over there, becomes mem, is a beginning opening mem. You have the word Mayim, Mikan Remas Vinizachamayim in the Torah. If we remember Siddhi Sechamayim, what did we do over there? We took the end of Mem and we made it a beginning Mem. So you see, you could do that. Just like you could do that, Rav Chista did that too. That's a funny thing because that's just a remez. 1 second. Ubi de Pasach Asu Sasan Kosher. And if it's supposed to be open and you made it close, it's kosher. So too, the other way around. Sasam Nami. Sasam Vaso Pasach. Kosher? Kosher. The other way around is also kosher. Says the Gemara, me dummy, how can you compare? Pasuach ba'asa sasum, if it's supposed to be open and you made it closed, ali uvule kama alile. You're making it better. It's a ma'ila. You're making it better. It's a better letter. Why? Tamar of Chista, mem v'samach shebeluchos, mem and the samach of the luchos, b'neith hayu omdin. Because the luchos were hollowed out through and through. The mem, the final mem, and a samach are circles. So if you hollow it out, how'd that piece of rock stay there? Didn't it fall? If you hollow out an aleph or a beis, it'll stay hollow. But if you take a mem, a sofit, or a samach, they're circles. How does it stay hollow? Says the Gemara, Rav Chista said it was an ace. It was an ace. What do you see from here? So Rashi says, you see from here, says, look at Rashi. Shehoysa mem stuma beluchos. There were no such thing as open mems in the luchos. Okay? There was no such thing.
No.
What? No, open mems. There were no open mems. There were only closed mems. Mems of beluchos, it was an ace. Says Rashi, there were no open mems. Because avol mem pesucha lohoysa beluchos. There were no mems, no open mems in the luchos. Like it says, like we're going to say in a minute, that the letters Menatzbech, Shofim Omrim, the Nevi'im made that up. Now, we're assuming now they made up the opening letters, not the closing letters, the opening letters, right? And the Mefarshim point out, don't tell me there were open mems and closed mems, because if that's the case, why can't that be? Then what did the Nevi'im do? Then what did the Nevi'im make up? The Nevi'im made up one of the Nevi'im made up mem. It's the first one, Menatzbech. So if the Nevi'im made up mem, it couldn't have been in the Luchas. Then what did they make up? Obviously, the Luchas only had final mems. Obviously. One minute. The Kivin da Amar Rav Chisda mem the Samach Shabaluchos b'neis hoy omdin. The mem and the Samach were an ace. Lo efshel akume el b'stirma could only be closed mems, and a closed Samach can only be a closed mem. Otherwise, it's not an ace. The whole of the Kasev v'Haksav hayinira mishnei ebevrayin, because the Ksav was seen from both sides. Hayel lipol in lo b'neis hoy omdin. They would have fallen if not for the nace. Avo psucha, but psucha ain't bo nace. There's no nace there. Al kachav, therefore, Menatzbech, the Rav Yirmiya, Damar Tzofim Omrim, the Rav Yirmiya is going to say in a minute that the Nevi'im made them up. The psuchim kamar must be talking about the open letters. Right? You got that? Must be.
I'm not sure I get it. They're all suspended. All the letters, aren't they all suspended?
No. If I take a block of rock and I chisel through the letter B's, very good. Nothing wrong with that. But if I chisel through the letter Samach, is a circular piece of stone, it's going to fall down. The answer is it was an ace. Those are the only two letters like that. If you hollow through.
You need the center in order to be able to tell what letter it is. If there's no center,
it's a big block. That center piece is still existing. How does it stay in the middle here?
How do they all stay in the middle of here?
No, the rest of them are.
The rest of them are not. The rest of them are just chiseled through. I'll explain to you afterwards. Okay? Anyway. Ella, rather, saw some. If it's closed, v'asau pasuach, and you made it open, garua kamagarale. You made it worse. It's a downgrade. Damer of Yirmiya, v'item of Chia bar Abba, Menatzbech, the regular letters of Menatzbech, tofum omrim. That was made up by who? By the Nevi'im. Right? So the question goes back on Rav Chisda. How could Rav Chisda say that if you wrote a shin mem, you want to write the word shimon, and you wrote a shin mem. What's the story? You're chayiv, right? How can you be chayiv? You didn't write two letters. Why are you chayiv?
Why did you write two letters? Was it a Nevi'im downgrading?
I'm sorry. How could Rav Chisda say that if you wrote saslim v'aso pesa, if you wrote the wrong mem, you're still chayiv? Why are you chayiv?
You should be chayiv. This is a downgrade.
Exactly.
Why is a downgrade not a letter?
Huh? Well, it's a plus a letter. That's what Gemara thinks right now. Right? Okay. It's a puzzle. Now, Vitispera, you really think it's puzzle? Valksia, if it says Ela, 1 minute. What Vitispera? How could the Nevi'im make up another letter? How could they make up letters? How could they do that? Valksia, but it says, Ela HaMitzvot, Shein Novi Rishai L'Chadish Dover Me'ata. They can't make up their own letters. And why is it a Chiddush? Because if the mem is supposed to be a mem sophist, how could you make up a regular mem? How could you make that up? Right? How could you make that up? You know what? Let's say the letter W. From now on, we're going to call an Aleph a W. How could you do that? You can't do that. How could the Nevi'im do such a thing? They changed the whole system. You can't do that. What? Forget all that. That's not for now. It's a good question. But the Gemara asked, how could the Nevi'im come and say, you know what, from now on, mems are sophists, we're going to change it to what the way mem looks like today. We're going to change it. How can they change it? So, Ella, the answer is, Ella, mehava havi, miyadi, lo havi yadin. Hai bemza deva, hai besof teva. No, they were always there. Those letters were always there. But they didn't, no one knew, no, everyone forgot. What's the beginning of the letter? Which word? Which letter is in the beginning of the word, and which one's at the end of the word? That they didn't know that. So v'asu tofim tikninhu. The tofim came and they established know, those letters are going to be in the beginning of words, and those letters are going to be in the end of words. They made that establishment. Okay? That's what they decided. Okay. The Turiyevin asks, I don't know how he gets, how he knows this, that he says, where, one second, the Luchos, where were the Luchos? The Luchos were not, the second Luchos were not destroyed. They were in the Aron Kodesh. So why can't you go look and go see what didn't what the look, what the letters look like? Very simple, just go look. And his answer is, Tarachian. I don't have an answer. Open the arm, go to the Kodesh Kedoshim, tell the Kohen Gadol and Kippur, go in and go look. It's vital to know. I have to, every tefillin, every mezuzah, every Torah has to know what letters. We forgot.
The question doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because the time that they're asking the questions about it, there was no arm.
No. Until the arm was gone. So they
had a question then.
So he's assuming. That's the Turiyevin. Turiyevin leads the Betarachim. The Rishash, no one gives that answer. He leads the Betarachim. He could have thought of that. The Rishash gives an answer. Listen to the Rishash. The Rishash says, no. Really, they could have looked at the Luchos. It wouldn't have helped. Because really, you could have written, the halacha was, you could write a mem, wherever, any kind of mem at any location. There was no rules. You want to write a mem sofis, a mem su, do whatever you want. There's no rules. There's two mems. There's two nuns. All the Menatzpich letters, there were two of them. And whichever one you want to write, you can write whatever you want. Then the Nevi'im came along and said, we're not going to be like that, a free-for-all. We're going to make it like this. That's what the Rishash answers. Vakati, one second, but how can they even do that? You still can't make up your own halachas. El, the answer is, she shachram v'chazu v'yisadam. No, the answer is that they forgot. There was a mahalach. There was an idea. And they forgot. The Olam forgot. And then the Nevi'im came and said, either Hashem told them or they came up on their own. No, this is how it's supposed to be. Everyone forgot. This is how it's supposed to be. Fine.
This is talking Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah, yeah. But we're
not Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah, no, not Hilchos Shabbos. Now, Kufa. Amr of Chista. Mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis ha'yomdim. The mem and the samach were an ace. Amr of Chista. Ksav shebeluchos nikur b'bifnim, nikur b'bachutz. The ksav of the luchos, this is the real nace for every letter. If I looked at a beis on this side, and I went around to the other side, it also looked like a beis. That's an ace. Right? Kigon, nevuv, the word nevuv would be looked at as bubun, which is backwards. Rahav, bahar, suru, varath. Those words are backwards. Says Rashi, lohaya beluchos. Those words are not in the luchos. Those words are not in the luchos. However, ela teva ba'alma naknu, nakat. The Gemara just picks random words just to show you that backwards and forwards, that's what they would look like. Of course, these words are not, there's no word saru in the Seres Dibros, in the Luchos. Not, the word doesn't exist. Says Rashi, they pick random words. The Gemara picked random words.
Same money,
but I
could pick real words.
So Tosfa says, Tema, am I nakat lud kivet lohavi beluchos? Why on earth would the Gemara pick these words? Why would the Gemara pick these words? Not in the Luchos. Why pick these funny words? He doesn't give an answer. Right? Okay. Next. So one of the Achronim gives an answer that these three words, when the letters are removed from the Luchos, like by Moshe Rabbeinu, the letters went away, the letters flew away, and all Moshe was left with was just rock, so he threw it down. When the letters fly away, the Luchos lose their specialness. They're just rocks. So Nevuv, which means hollowed out, Bahar in the mountain, Saru, they went away. When the letters go away, you have no Luchos. The whole godless of the Luchos, all Cheshivos, was the letters, the Torah, the words. When the words go away, nothing there. That's why he uses these three words. Okay. Amri le Rabbanon le Rabshua ben Levi. Also Daradiki, these kids, Ha'idna lebe Midrasha. I'm going to tell you over a vart that even sometimes they have a Shua Benun, they never heard that vart. Now, obviously, during Moshe's time, they heard the vart, because Moshe knew everything. But from a Shua Benun, no one heard this vart. Now, from here to the end of the page, it's all Agarata. Ready? Here we go. Aleph Beis. What does Aleph Beis mean? The letter Aleph. Aleph Beis. Aleph means to learn. Aleph Bina. Learn knowledge. Gimel Dalet. Gomel Dalet. Help out the poor. My time of Pshuta Kari the Gimel the Gavi Dalet. Why is the foot of the Gimel next to a Dalet? The answer is Shekin Darko Shal Gomel Chasadim Lerut Achar Dalet. Because people that want to do Chesed want to chase after the poor people. They chase after them. Well, my time of Pshuta the Kari Dalet the Gavi Gimel. And why is the foot of the Dalet next to the Gimel? Same question. Make yourself available. Don't make the guy chase after you. You're a poor man. Make him available. Make yourself available for him so he can do a mitzvah. Avoid him. He has to chase you. No. My time, I had to ape dalad mi gimel. Why is the top of the dalad away from the gimel? The answer is v'litele b'tzina. You should do it in tzina. The tzedakah should be in tzina. You don't make a big announcement from the shul, the bima. I'm giving tzedakah to that guy that needs the money. Don't do that. Okay. You don't have to embarrass him. Hey Vav, Zesh Moshe Al Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem's name. Zayin Ches Tes Yud Kaf Lamed. What do those mean? The Yamata Osa Kana Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zon Osa, he'll feed you. The Chain Osa, he'll give you Chain. Umut Umetiv Lach, he'll do good for you. Venosim Lach Yerusha, he'll give you a Yerusha. Vekoshalach Keser La Olam Haba. And I'll make you a crown in Olam Haba. It's funny. The only letter that's not, that the second, the end of the letter is not mentioned here, is the letter Chaf. It's two Chafs. Every other end of the letter we're going to mention, except for the Chaf. So one of the Achronim says, that alludes to the two crowns of Har Sinai. But we only have one today, right? Only Nasav and Ishmael, right? The we got two crowns, then they got removed by the eagle, then one, we got one back, the other one we didn't get back yet. It's only one crown here. The Chaf, the other Keser, we didn't get back yet. Next, Mem Pesucha, Mem Stuma. Sometimes there are statements that are clear. Sometimes there are statements that are closed. Can't understand them. Nun kfufam nun pshuta, which means neman kafuf. There is bent over belief, which is in this world. The neman pashut, and there's neman pashut, straight up belief in the next world. Samach ayin, so mechena iniyim, supporting the poor. Loshan achar, others say simonim osev Torah. There are simonim in the Torah. Zekana osa, and go acquire them. What simonim are there in the Torah? Says Rashi, shel seder shmuos, the Tana o Amora. Like when we have simon in the Gemara, when they'll say simon, esrog, sukkah, lulav, simon. What does that mean? It's the abbreviations of a Tana or an Amora. The lo lishgachachas, they shouldn't forget anything. Keep going to Elisha b'shas, like you find throughout Shas. Interesting, Rashi. Doesn't that sound of the Torah? Right, so the Gemara said simanim in the Torah. Rashi, no, it means a chance. Okay, pei kafufo pei pshuta. There are two peis. Well, there's pei pasuach or pei zasim. Open mouth, closed mouth. Tzadik kafufo, tzadik pshuta. There are two tzadiks. Tzadik kafuf, a bent over tzadik, which means in this world, and tzadik pashut. In the next world, they're going to be upright. Hainu neman kafuf v'neman pashut. That's the same thing as the neman. Same thing. Yeah, hosif l'cha kasef kfifa al kfifa. Yeah, it's even more bent and more bent. Mikan shenitna Torah, haTorah b'monad rosh. The Torah was given to humble people. Kuf is kadosh. Resh is Russia. My time, mahadar ape de kuf me resh. Why is the kuf away from the resh? The answer is Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu en yachol l'stakel b'Russia. I can't even look at a Russia. The kuf looks away from the resh, right? I only want, the resh is facing the other way. And the kuf is behind it. I only want to look at the Russia. My time, mahadre. Tagged the kuf l'gabi resh. Why is the tag of the kuf? A kuf has one tag on it. Why is the kuf? Why is that tag near the resh? I mean, where else is the tag supposed to be? But okay, the answer. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu im chazebo. If he wants to do tshuva, ani koshelo keser kemosi. I'll make a crown. I'll make a crown, and he can come back. My time I carried the kuf to you. Why is the foot of the kuf hanging? Right, the kuf hangs. It's not connected to the roof of the kuf like a hay. The Hadar Bey Lyle, that if he wants to have room to come back, I made an opening for him. Vilayel Bahach could have come back through the other opening, right? Like a hay, same thing with a hay. Hay and the ches are the same thing, except the hay, the leg's hanging, and the ches is not hanging. Because you want to do tshuva, you come, you have another entrance to come in. What do you need another entrance for? Mesayle, the Rish Lakish, the Amar Rish Lakish, May Dechsev, Muleitzim, Hu Yalitz, Ulanim, Yitei Chain, what does that mean? Balotame, Poskinlo. Somebody wants to do bad, so Hashem lets him go. You can go however you want. Ball the tire, so. You want to do tshuva, you want to be tar, Hashem helps you too. He gives you an extra opening to come do tshuva. Shin re, shin is sheker, tough is emes. Right, the tough is emes. It's an unbelievable word over here from the Ben Yoyada. Why is emes represented by the tough? Sheker is the first letter. Emes, the tough is the last letter. A funny thing. Tough is emes. But emes is the last letter of the word. It's a funny thing. Why is that representative of the word emes? The answer is because emes you'll only know in the end. As life goes on, you don't know the emes. We believe it. At the end, you'll see the real emes. It's about that, about everything. Not just life. Right? It's about everything about that. In the end, you'll see the emes. Emes is represented by such an unbelievable word. What? In the end? After 120, you'll see it. Right? So the end, you have to wait for the emes. In maybe sometimes, maybe many times, you'll see that the truth comes out. When does it come out? At the end. Truth always comes out at the end, right? Whenever the end is, that's when the truth comes out. That's why the last letter of the word represents emes. Such an unbelievable part. My time is sheker makrovin milei, and emes mirmacha milei. Why is the word sheker, shin kofresh, right next to each other in the alphabet? Why? And then emes, aleph is the first letter, mem is the middle letter, and tof is the last letter. Emes so far apart, sheker so close together. The answer is, sheker shchiach, sheker is very common. It's like they all hang out together. Kushta lo shchiach. The truth is not so common. When my time is shikra achada kare, the word sheker, the shin, the resh comes to a point. The kuf comes to a point. The point. And the MS, malabin libu, MS are very blocky letters. The aleph, the mem. Mem has a bottom, the soft, two blocks, different blocky letters. And the answer is, because kush dekoi, shikra lo koi, emes stands. Sheker topples over. That's why sheker is on points. They topple over. Unbelievable vart also. Now, this next gemara is very, very esoteric. Now the gemara starts making at bash. You can at bash. So the first letter and the last letter, second letter, second to last letter, all the way through. So, osi toiv atavalo, which means, Osi Toiv, he rejected me. He spurned me. I should want him. I should desire him, says Hashem. Okay, I take off my glasses for this because it's very. Osi Tav Tavalo, Bash, Bilo Chashak Shmi Yacholav. He doesn't want me. I should put my name on him. Gar is Gufo Tine Harachimalav. He's Tame. I should have pity on him. Dak Dulsosai Noal Karanov Lo Agadea. He shut the door in my face. I shouldn't cut him down. Ankad midas Rishayim. That's the Rishayim. Avol midas tzadikim atbash im atabosh. If you're embarrassed, you're humble, you're submissive. Gardak im ata osikain gor baduk. What does gor baduk mean? That means you will be under the kisei shemayim, the kisei hakavod. Hatz vaf chatzita havi benach laaf. There'll be a chatzita to anger. You won't be shaken from the satan. Yam kol amar sar shel gehenim lefnei kodesh baruch hu. The sar of gehenim says to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, liyam kol, meaning everyone goes to the yam. What's the yam? Gehenim. Everyone goes there. Amar hakodesh baruch hu, achaz beta gif. Right? Which means, ani chas aleihem, I have pity on them, and they should bito begif. Because they rejected. They rejected niyuf, which means adultery, those kinds of things. They rejected that, so they're not going to Gehenim. Then the Rishonim are going. They're not going, right? Dechat dakim heim. They're humbled. Kinim heim. They're honest. Tzadikim heim. They're tzadikim. Hey lamikuf in lachal chelik behem. Right? Gehenim has no say over them. Umirazin shez amar Gehenim lefnei Ribono shel Olam. Murray zanini mizaru shel shez, which means.
Even Jews are descendants from Shays. Everybody, the whole world, is descended from Shays. Kain and Hevel have no descendants. We're all from Shays. Says the Gehenim, I have room for them too. But they all been a Shays. Jews also. Right? So he answers back. Hashem answers back. Amalei, al bum gan das. Lehechan olichan legan hadas. No, they go into Gan Eden. Ha, bab, amri Gehenim, al sanko, reshbaruch, u'mon shalom. Ayef anochi. I'm tired. Zat, chak, halalu, zaru, shal Yitzchak. No, they're from Yitzchak. Tar, yesh. Kas tar, which means waiting. Plenty of goyim
that you have room for in there in Gehenim. You don't have to bother the Jews. Before you turn the page, that was very esoteric, making these combinations of letters.
Says Rashi. Rashi is a pretty, we would call him a pretty straightforward person. Says Rashi. Alpha Beisahi Etel Adbash, the Kulan Sidurus Besefer Yitzira. Go look at Sefer Yitzira, it's all there. Didn't know Rashi learned Kabbalah. Right there, black and white and Rashi. Okay. And now back to Earth. Ready? The hard daf today. Okay. Hakosev Shtei Osios Behelem Echad Chayev. If somebody writes two letters in one period of unawareness, he's Chayev. Now, that's the Pasha Halacha, no? We know that already. So, says over here, the Sfasema says, the Chiddush is, if you write one letter in the morning, and then you write one letter 10 hours later, and you forgot the whole day you forgot it was Shabbos, Yichayev. The fact that you have 10 hours in between doesn't mean that, doesn't matter. That's why the Mishnah said it again. Okay. Or you can say it's introducing the next Halacha. That's why it repeats itself, even though it's no Chiddush in that, repeats it anyway. Kasav Bidyo, if you write it with ink, Bitham, different kind of ink, Bisikra, different kind of ink, Bikomus, Bikankantum, all these inks, Bechal Davish Yehi Roshim, anything that leaves a mark, Al Shnei Kosle Zavis, on the two corners of a wall where they meet, they have to meet. The two corners of a wall have to meet, right? Al Shnei Luche Pinkis, on two pages of a book, but the two pages have to be next to each other. Behain, Nen, and Zen, Zet. You can read it. Oh, look, it says on the wall. It says AB. You can read it. Not one letter there and one letter there. That doesn't work, right? Chayiv, Chayiv. Hakosev al Bisaro. If you write it on your flesh, Chayiv, you're Chayiv. I, it doesn't last. We're not talking about a tattoo. We're not talking about a tattoo. We're talking about, you write it on your flesh. You're Chayiv. Why Chayiv? So the Rambam says, you know why you're Chayiv? The Rambam says this. He says, because the reason why it doesn't last is not because of the ink. It's because you sweat, take a shower. There are other reasons why it's not going to last. That doesn't undo the lastingness of the ink. And therefore, you chayev. It's right on your skin. As opposed to, you write on the window when it's foggy, or you write in the sand. You write in the sand. It's not going to last. Mineu bei, it's not going to last. Here, the reason why it doesn't last is the outside factors. This for you chayev. That's what the Rambam says. Hamisarid al Basaro. What if you scratch on your flesh? Rabbi Elazar Machayev Chatas, the Chachamim Potrim. Machlokas. Tzav B'mashkin, right, with some kind of drink. Meperos, with juice. The Avak Drachim, with the dirt in the road. The Avak Hasofrim, with the dust in the library or something. Ubachal Dover She'enu Miskayim. Putter, you putter. Why? That does not Miskayim. Lachar Yado, you write backwards. Or Baragli, you write with your foot. The Piv, with your mouth. Mafreko, with your underarm. Ksav, Os, Achas, Samach, L'Ksav. Oh, 1 second. Yeah. Ksav, Os, Achas, Samach, L'Ksav. I already have a letter there. I had a letter there, right? The letter was a G. And then I came and I wrote an O. And I made it a word go. Am I chayav for that? Only wrote one letter, but I finished a word. Or ksav agave ksav, or I write a ksav agave ksav. It was a little faded. I'll write it over again. You can read it, but I traced it over, right? Okay. Or mischavin lichtov ches. I wanted to write a ches. Now, a ches in the Torah is made up of two, it's not really two zions. So like, it's almost called two zions. And then you put that roof on top, which is an upside down V, connecting the two sides. So I wanted to write a ches. I wrote the two zions, and then I had enough. So I didn't finish. So what is that? I wanted to write one letter, but I ended up writing two letters, right? Because of shbeit zionin, I wrote two zions. Rashi says, v'dileg hakolmus, your pen skipped, v'lo nira hadag shel ches, you never wrote the God. You never wrote the upside down V. Ella, Shnei Haraglayim, Venera Kifnei Zions. It looks like two Zions. Right? Achas Ba'aretz, Bachas Bekorah. Or, one letter on the ground, one letter on the ceiling.
or Ksavel Bekosle Habayis Al Shnei Dapi Pinchas the Einan and then that.
One letter in that book over there, one letter in that book over there, one letter in that corner, one letter in that corner. You can write them together. Putter, your putter. Okay?
In the case where there was already one letter there.
Yeah.
Is there any enough to mean that if you were the one who wrote the letter, or if your friend, why doesn't it say Chaim writes A and you write B at the same time? If you and your friend are writing on a piece of paper.
You're not Chaim. You didn't do the shear. You're asking a different question.
You're asking, it says if one letter was there.
Right.
So forget about it. So I'm asking, did you have to write the letter, or it was just sitting on the wall writing the letter G? But then the second question is, let's say you sit down, you come to the wall on Shabbos with your buddy. Your buddy writes letter A, you write letter B at the same time.
What do you mean at the same time?
The same way. If your friend writes A, you write B. Not that.
So that would be two people that did a malacha. They're not a chayev.
No,
you're not chayev. You're not chayev. If someone wrote a G and I wrote an O, you're not chayev. If I wrote a G before Shabbos and I wrote the O on Shabbos, I'm not chayev because I only wrote one letter. I made a word. Doesn't make a difference. We're gonna have a difference. It's gonna be different if you finish. That finishes the book. The last letter of the whole book. The last letter of the Sefer Torah. I come write one letter. Then you're gonna be chayev because it's really makav patish.
Right. So you just said here, kosev by sahav, some of the kosev. So
you putter all these cases. You did that. Everything. Every one of these cases, you putter. Even in the case where you wanted to write a ches and you wrote two zayin, you also putter, right? You also putter. Why? Why are you putter for that one?
Now you have a problem. It's not a
scabbard. What? That was an intent problem. What? So look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, Vim Tomar, my area is having licht of ches, the lonas is machshavto. What did the Mishnah say? You wanted to write a ches, but you wrote two zions, you putter. Why? That wasn't my intention. That was a freak accident. It was a bishogi. That wasn't my intention. Tosfos, what are you talking about? Afilu nitzchav lichto zayin echad. Even if I wanted to write one zayin, right? Because of shnei zayins, and I wrote two zayins. Putter. I'm putter for that too. Does that make any sense? Yes. I didn't have a kavod to write two zayin. I wanted to write one zayin, right? Kimo nitzchav lizrok beis v'zarak dalid. I wanted to throw it two, but it went four. Why did it go four? I throw stronger than I thought. I'm going to throw two amas. And it went four, not the wind, me. Why am I putter? That's not what I wanted to do. It wasn't my intention. So why does the Mishnah give us such a funny case? Right? V'chen kasha abraisa, demaisi b'gemara. The Gemara is going to bring a minute. Nishchav l'licht of osachas, vol yad of shtayim. If you wanted to write one letter, and for some reason you wrote two letters, chayev. The Bryce is going to say you're chayev. Why are you chayev? Right? Am I chayev? What's the difference between writing? I want to write one letter. I wrote two. I totally forgot. I wrote two letters. The Bryce is going to say you're chayev.
What action was two actions?
Just why are you chayev? I wanted to throw a two and it went four and putter. What's the difference between that and this? What's the difference? The Yesh Lomar. The Ma'ariki going to have Yitzarach Lichtov Shtei Osios, Eze Shtei Osios Shiyiyah. You're in a writing contest. Doesn't matter what you wrote, as long as you write two letters. Right? Doesn't matter which two letters. Any two letters. The Hashta Nishchavein Ledover Isser, the Gam Nasis Machshavto. Exactly what you wanted to do. Afilu Hachi, Potter. He's still Potter. Kedavarish Begamara, Mishum Deboi, Ziyune. Because you need the Tagin. On top of the Zion has three tagin. Until you put those tagin on top, it's not considered a letter. Complicated, it's a complicated Gemara. What? No, it's not machlokas about tagin. It's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. You have a Torah without tagin, it's a kosher Torah. It's not considered a letter. It's not considered a letter.
It's considered a letter.
It's a bit the evidence for the Torah, but it's 100% kosher. One of our Torahs doesn't have any tagging on it. It's kosher.
Think what would you just say? Does that make any sense?
That's what Tosfos is saying. He's trying to figure out why you'd be chayv and why you putter in different cases. It comes, oh, there's no tag. He didn't finish the letter. By the way.
If it's kosher for a Sefer Torah, it can't be possible for a letter. That makes no sense.
It's
talking about a case where the guy meant to be with
it. No, the reason it can make sense, I'll tell you why. Because you can have 3/4 of a letter that'll be kosher for a Torah. Because if you have, let's say you have a letter Vav, and I'm not sure, is it a yud or a Vav? It goes down a little bit, the leg doesn't really, you call over a kid, what letter is that? I'll say, oh, so that's a Vav. Once he says that, it's kosher. It's not 100% of Vav. For a Torah, it's good enough. Now, but now what if I wrote 3/4 of a Vav on Shabbos? Well, since it's Hilchas Sefer Torah, the kid will say it's above, so therefore I'm chayav writing above.
That's what
above is. So Charles is saying not like that. It's not finished. That's not above. Regarding that halacha, it's above, but you have to write above. You have to write above. No? Okay. Okay. Now, did I finish? I didn't finish even. Yeah. Because of Osakas Natrikin, if you wrote one letter as a representative of a word, what is that? I wrote a kuf with a shmichik, which means kadosh. They used to put the meat in the boxes and say, or truma. I wrote a tef for truma. Is that considered a word? Machlokas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir Machayev, Machom Pochim. Fine. Dio is Diusa. Sam is Sama, Sikra Amrabar Rachana, Sikrasa Shmuel, it's called Sikrasa, Kumas is Kuma, Kankantam Amrabar Rachana, Amr Shmuel, Kharsa Dashbuchi. It's the leather, the something they use for the shoes. So, in other words, these are all inks. Now, Ubachal Darvashua Shoroshim, anything that makes a mark, Lasu Ye Mai, Lasu, what did I come to include? Lasu Hidatani Debay, Hidatani Rebbe Chanina, Kosvo, if you write a get, Bimei Taria, is what's metaria? It's some kind of juice or something. Ba'afata kosher. Well, these kinds of materials, it's good. Tani Rabchia, kosvo be'ever b'shachor u'b'shichor kosher. If you're with those kinds of things, it is kosher. Next, hamasaret al b'saro. Tanya, amal haner b'lazal chamim. Listen to this Gemara. V'halo ben sadata. There was if you write on your flesh, right? You scratch on your flesh. We said you chayev. No, b'sarid al b'saro. It was a machlokas. Writing, we said you chayev. The Rambam said because it erases because of all the outside factors. But if you scratch on your flesh, then you potter. So it's going. Amol lehanu b'lozal lacham. Follow ben sarata, but there was this guy ben sarata, right? Hotzi kshafim mitzrayim. He took out spells, magic from Mitzrayim, Sha'al Basara, on his flesh. So of course he chayev. Amulo, Shota Haya, he was a Shota. They may be right from the Shota. Don't mean right from Shotas. They was a fool. Rashi says, Hotzi b'kshafim, Shalha Yalacha Lotzin b'ksum. He couldn't write them down, because the Egyptian wouldn't let him leave. Couldn't write it down. Shahayu, what does it say? The guards at the border wouldn't let you leave. So what did he do? He had to write on his arm. And so you see he's writing. Don't bring me a writer from idiots. Now, there's a censored Gemara, which we're going to learn right now. And the Gemara says, Vahalo ben Sarata? That's his name? Ben Pandaria who? His name is Pandaria. You know who that is? Guy by the name of Jesus. And why is he called Pandaria? Because the Christians believe that Jesus' mother was born from an immaculate conception. And we don't believe that. We believe she was fathered by a Roman soldier. His name was Pandera, which is why, you ever heard the phrase Yashka Pandera? You ever heard that? Old Europeans will say it. Yeah, Yashka Pandera. What's Pandera? Pandera. It's the name of the Roman soldier that allegedly is his father. The Gemara says it. That was his name. He called him Pandera. Pandera, that was his name. This is a Gemara. Happens to be, it's censored by Christians, so we're not learning it, but we're going to learn it now. So this is a favorite Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amrav Chista, Balsadata, Boel, Pandaria. Yeah, Balsadata and the relations with Pandera, exactly. So, Bal Papas Ben Yehuda, but that's his real name is Papas Ben Yehuda. So Amal Ella Imo Sadata. His mother's name was Sadata. So Gemara says, what are you talking about?
Emo, his mother's name, was Miriam Magdala de Siahave. That was her name. Her name was Miriam Magdala. That was her name. So the Gemara answers, Kedarmi Pumpadisa, Satis da Mibaila. She did a very, very bad thing that she, and the Satis means like a Sota. She did a terrible thing, and by sleeping with someone else, she was a married woman, and she had a son. Okay? That's the end of the Gemara. Now, I just said, right? So, he might not have been halachically a mamzer if the father was a goy. Okay, whatever. So, there's more to say on this Gemara, but we're never going to finish the page. So, let's go on. Kasevos achas samach l'ksav, stood next to each other. Mantana, omer rava bar ravuna, v'lo ker v'lozer. Dear v'lozer, omer achas ala arig chayev. V'lozer said, if you sew one stitch, but it finishes the beged, or it makes a complete stitch, you're chayev. So too, if you write the O after the letter G, you're chayev. Amish didn't say gepater, so it can't be him. Ksav al gabi ksav, mantana, omer v'chista, d'lo ker v'lozer, d'yitanyo, b'heri shahoy tzarech, l'chtov es Hashem. You want to write Hashem's name. V'nishchavein, l'chtov, Yehuda. And then he said, oh, you know what? I'm going to write the name Yehuda, which has an extra dalet in there. V'ta v'lo hitlbo dalet. And he left the dalet out. So he ended up writing what you want, the word of Hashem's name. Mavrel of Akumas v'makadjo, div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can write over, just trace it over. So according to him, write, because he didn't write Hashem's name with Kavana. So write it over. And trace it over. So you see, according to him, tracing over is good. So he can't be the author of our Mishnah. Chacham Omrim, ein Hashem in a mufra. It's not such a good name. Okay, another minute. Tana. Ksav oz achas v'shlima l'sefer. If you wrote one letter and it finished the book, arad chut echad v'shlima l'beged, chayiv, you are chayiv. What are you chayiv for? What? Right, so it could be makah patish, and it could be, yeah. Mantana, amar rav bar rav huna, rabbi lezeri, the amar achas al arig chayiv. Rashi amar no, achas, the amar achas al, Rashi amar no, fil tema rabbanan, l'hashlim shiny. To be mashlim it, that's different. That's different. Okay, so we'll stop here. But before we stop, so Rashi says, Osach Rona shall echas michaf dalet svarim. You wrote one letter from the 24 books of Tanakh. Right?
Final.
What?
Final.
The final letter. Right. So, have a minute. What? And by the way, does it have to be the last letter? What if it's a letter in the middle?
No,
also chayiv. Doesn't make a difference where the letter is. Doesn't have to be the last letter. I know, but you left out a letter in the middle. And you fill in that letter on Shabbos. You chayiv. That's the last one. Exactly. It doesn't have to be the last letter. It has to be the last letter anywhere in the book. Fine. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.